Welcome back. This is Gregory Zarian filling in on Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. How are you all? I hope you're all doing well, and I'm super excited to introduce to you and bring you my first guest, the one and only Rick Tittle. Rick, how are you?
Hey, Greg. How's it going, my man?
I'm fantastic. How are you, since I thought it was important to turn the tables on you and ask you a couple questions?
Well, I'm fine with it, except that I am going to drive down, and it's only fair that I get a part in your next film. It doesn't have to be a speaking part, but I need to get in there.
No. We already have a part for you. You're going to be patron number 6 at the table in the back, and it's going to be a profile shot of you, and when we say action, I just need you to look directly into the camera and smile.
That's all I need to do. Perfect.
Yeah, and if you could just have some backstory and some motivation, I want to believe you, and I need you to hold that look for about 10 seconds, and I need your eyes to laugh, cry, and show me a bit of surprise all within that little bit of time. If you can do that, that'd be fantastic.
I'll give you a backstory the size of a New York City phone book, and by the way, I'm very good at blocking.
Okay, I am so impressed right now. Your people call my people, and we're going to hook it up.
All right. Sounds good, buddy.
Okay, so I'm happy that we're going to do this, and I did a little intel on you, and I have a couple questions.
Sure.
So rumor has it you love the Raiders, and you love the Oakland A's. Rumor has it. And it's on your bio on the website.
Yeah, third generation East Bay. Both my grandmothers are from Oakland. Both my parents are from Oakland. And it was a great time to grow up in the 70s. I'm 55. And so the A's won the World Series. The first 3 years I was in Little League. When I was 10, the Warriors won the NBA. And when I was 11, the Raiders won the Super Bowl. So that was pretty sweet.
That's awesome. So it was pretty much part of the narrative in your upbringing.
It was in my blood for life at that point, yeah. And then we suffered through some really, really bad years, especially with the Warriors. And my football team has moved twice. But other than that, I can't complain.
So I have a question. If you had to choose one of those teams, you love both of them. If you had to choose one as your favorite, which one would it be and why?
That's a good question. It's a twofold answer. My favorite is the Raiders. That's my first love. But if I had to choose a team to keep, it would be the A's, because I get 81 days of home games with them. With the Raiders, I get no home games. They're in Vegas. But even if they were still in Oakland, I still pick the A's because they literally have 10 times more games to go to. And I just love baseball season because it's basically every day, Greg.
I love that. My oldest nephew is a baseball. He's a pitcher, and he's actually trying to deal with an injured arm right now. And my older brother was, he was being scouted by the Phillies when he was 16, and my twin and I played it. So I completely get the love of the sport, and I get the passion behind it.
Thank you.
So here's another thing that was presented to me. You are a big history buff. So within that, I'm going to give you three names, and we've heard this all the time, but it would be interesting to hear what your answer is. If you could go back in time and have dinner with one of these three people, who would it be? Lincoln, Napoleon, or Thomas Edison, and why?
Well, it would absolutely be Napoleon, because I am a big military history buff, and to see him rise up through the ranks, this little Corsican, to where he became the most powerful man in Europe, and then to get banished, and then to come back yet again. I mean, it was even after the Congress of Vienna, where they divvied up Europe. That was before Waterloo. I mean, he came back again. That would probably be the most fascinating guy. Plus, I love Paris. I've been to his grave at the École Militaire, and it's not to say anything bad about Lincoln or Thomas Edison, but to me, it would be Napoleon Bonaparte, slam dunk.
You know, I love that, and I loved your comment about Paris. I used to live in Paris. I lived in the 7th arrondissement.
A quel arrondissement? 14?
14, yeah, my phone number was 45, 44, 19, 5. And my two favorite words were "Où," which means "Where is?"
Because, "Où est le bar?"
Where my house?
What was your metro stop?
Léal.
Léal.
No,
okay.
You know what's great about, because I grew up modeling, I lived in Italy and I lived in Paris, but to live 5 months in Italy and then 6 months in Paris and actually be submerged in the culture, come on, doesn't get better than that, to walk around.
Well,
the
that's not the only thing you were submerged in. You were a model living in Paris? I mean, come on, Greg.
No, hey, I'm going to come back on your show and you can ask me those questions. This is all about you, Mr.
All right.
Okay, so next question. Since it's all about the history, if you could go back in time and experience one of these three events in history, which one and why? Mount Vesuvius, the sinking of the Titanic, or the Hindenburg?
Well, I've been to Pompeii, and I've walked through those streets and Herculaneum as well, that were covered, because I stayed in Sorrento and I went to Capri and the Blue Grotto and all that, which was great. This was all when I was 18 years old. The Titanic would do nothing for me because I'd be asleep, it would hit an iceberg, and then I would drown because I'm a man. the Hindenburg, unless I was on the ground yelling, "Oh, the humanity," into a microphone, that wouldn't be fun. So I would probably say, not to say it wouldn't be terrifying to have ash and rock fall on me, but I'm a big Rome guy. That's why I became a history major, was because I saw I, Claudius on PBS. In fact, I had to see Derek Jacobi in a play in London just because of that, even though the play was boring. But I'll go with Vesuvius there. Good question.
No, I love Vesuvius. And you know what's funny about the Titanic is, again, Lawrence, my twin, he says, "Oh, kiddo, you would have passed away because you would have been in stairs and I would have made it. I would have been in first class on the first deck." I'm like, that's nice.
do you know what's interesting? I was watching an old night gallery the other day, and there
Darren
was a
McGavin.
Guy who came back in time, and he was in a dress, and that's how he got off the Titanic, because he was in a dress. But he was on the Lusitania, and he said his fate was to be on ships that would sink for all eternity. It was kind of creepy.
You know, for people that don't know what the Night Gallery is, so good, Darren McGavin. It was on, wasn't it Sunday nights right after?
That was Night Stalker.
Night Stalker. Oh, then I am mistaken. I'm sorry.
No, Night
but
Gallery,
you know exactly.
Rod Serling didn't write it.
Like, Rod Serling. I am so sorry.
But he did, he did host it.
Thank you for the clarification on that. Then, since we are going back in time, here's another question. Mm-hmm. You know the great question, marry, shag, kill. Have you heard of that ever?
Yes.
Who would you marry, who would you shag, who would you kill? Martha Washington. Betsy Ross. Susan B. Anthony.
Oh man! All right, I know. I'll marry Susan B. Anthony because she might give me some dollar coins.
And then she
Kill Mary Washington because her family were the Custis family that owned slaves, and then I'll shag Betsy Ross because she made a good flag.
Okay, you know, and here's the thing too with Martha: like, her husband had wooden teeth. Come on, people, do something different. No, I absolutely love that. Okay, so I have two more questions. So, what I loved is you talk a lot about sports, but you also love entertainment and stuff like that. Who do you, in regards to pop and pop music, who is the pop icon right now that you think, yeah, they're really, really cool?
Man, I'm so old. I really don't know who the pop icons are. I know that sounds like a lame answer.
Not at all.
But I would probably say that Tony Bennett, he's a mover and a shaker.
Good old T.
I wish we only have time. I want to make sure you get your last question in too, because we only have.
Okay, here's my last question, and it's a personal question. I know that you and your pop are super close.
Yeah.
And What is the what's the best quality that you have gotten from your dad?
Well, yeah, my dad is the greatest guy ever, and to me, it's the humor. He always, always tried to keep things light, you know. And he grew up. He had to work. My grandfather was from Denmark. He didn't give him anything. My dad had to pay his way through college, so he never got to play sports. He had to work at Hagstrom's Creamery in Oakland every day after school. So he had to earn his own money. But growing up with me and my two brothers, he just was our little league coach. He did everything for us. He lived for his children. And he just always, always was cracking jokes. And I'm not as funny as him, but I think any kind of humor I got from him. So that would be the quality. Good question there, Greg.
No, I love that. So then here's one part, second part to that question, because I'm one of three boys as well. So we already, because we have Lawrence and I have an older brother who's 4 years older than us, and our father gave us this, because I'm a child of immigrants, this passion to work and really become the American dream and to really work hard and live with intention. For people that are listening and they're not super close to their parent, what do you say to them? Because you and I are both good with our parents, you know, our dads. What is the advice you give them in regards to?
Well, what I used to tell my friends, two of my best friends really hated their dads, and they would always say things like, maybe I'll be a bad too, and I be a bad dad too. And I always say, that has nothing to do with you. And listen, they had very good reason to hate their dads. You know, I just got lucky in that way. So I would just say, whatever your dad did, you know, try to see the good in him, because there was something good in him. And, you know, try not to think that you automatically inherit his bad qualities, because I'd like to think that you're free of such burdens. And we got about 20 seconds. Great. Good job, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I want to come back and do it again. I have actually a whole other piece of paper of questions.
All right. We'll do it again, and you can start thinking about something where I could do without my SAG card.
Well, I was going to make you non-union, so I wouldn't have to pay your residuals, and it would have been uncredited, but at least you know you would have been at table six and smiling.
There you go. All right, Greg, we'll talk to you soon, my man.
Take care. Thank you so much for having me. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks for coming in. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.